getting ready for a good football team. Their film is better than their record. They're playing a lot of close football games. Rivers leads the offense. He does a nice job distributing the ball to their perimeter. He has a quick release and knows how to play the game. They have very good size and length on the perimeter. Allen is a special player, and Terrell and Mike Williams are there with him, talented players. Gates is a future Hall of Famer, who we all know, and Henry and Gordon are coming into their own at the tight end and running back position. Their offensive line is gaining confidence as they go. Their group that's working well on their confidence and physicality. Defensively, they're well coordinated in the Seattle system of cover three. They'll mix in some other coverages in there as well. Ingram and Bosa are bookends on a good defensive line group who has some depth. And Brown is a fast running hit linebacker, does a good job tackling. He's the leading tackler in the National Football League. Spent some time with Casey Hayward. Talented player, very smart player, has good instincts and a nose for the football. And special teams wise, Travis Benjamin will put a lump in your throat as a returner, has had a lot of success there. All right, let's open it up.
What's up, JPP?
JPP has a shoulder problem.
That was something that I assume happened in the game. I guess you played through it?
It's something that crept up here over the last couple days.
You expect him out here at any point this week?
No, we'll take a look at him tomorrow, see how he responds.
Coach, when you look at the game film, how impressed are you with Wayne Gallman's debut, and how can he expand his role in this offense?
Wayne's a young player who plays fast. I think you saw the speed when he jumped onto the field. You know, he has electricity in his game. He's a talented young player. He has a lot to learn, but he's very, very willing and works hard at it.
Where does your rotation stand there?
Last week for the game, Bobby Hart was not on the injury report, but he was inactive. So is that a change, you know, the coach's decision change at that starting position?
I felt it was best to give Bobby a full week of practice and see how he does with a full week of practice this week.
Is he your right tackle this week?
There's a chance he's out there competing for the right tackle spot, yes. He had a good practice today.
With promoting Jalapio, are you guys assuming that Richburg won't play Sunday?
He's in the protocol.
Monday, you talked about simplifying things and getting the players to be more instinctive. How do you do that?
Just with the calls and the communication. You know, it starts with the coaches, just going back and detailing the fundamentals. You don't want to go back to a training camp mode, but you want to get pretty close. Just make it simple, let players run, hit, tackle, block, catch, do what they do best.
Where do you stand with your running back rotation at this point?
We have, very capable backs. We have a lot of confidence in. Perkins is obviously moved up. He's a good back. I still believe him. I have a lot of confidence in him. You saw the energy that Gallman brought to the game. Orleans, is a guy that we can throw in and be a big productive runner for us. Shane's going to play his role.
How much did Gallman help himself in that rotation with what he did the other day?
I showed it wasn't too big for him.
He had a nice blitz pickup. Was that one of the questions you had on him, not the running, but all the other stuff that goes into that?
He's a guy that came in. There was a lot of new things for him. Pass protection was one of them. And, working through reads and pass protection is different the way you do it, whether it's a scan protection, whether it's an inside-out protection or a cross-key type read for him. He's grown there. He still has some work to do, but he's come a long way as a striker as well. That's something that he spends a lot of time with, whether it's special teams and for the running back spot, learning how to strike. And for young backs, that takes a little time. But, again, he's a hard worker and he's willing.
Would you ever go with just a hot-handed running back, or do you prefer guys just fill their roles in certain plays you have?
No, every player has a role. They play their role going into the game. If somebody gets hot, we'll ride them.
Can you put your finger on why you guys haven't been able to score in the first quarter, and how big much does that concern you?
We're studying it right now. We're taking a look at it, putting time and effort to see what we can do to go out and start a little bit faster and get some confidence early in ball game.
Why do you think you guys have had trouble against tight ends?
I think I think our corners are good players. I think our safeties are good players. I think we played some good tight ends that create matchup problems. And, their yards per catch isn't outrageous. but they do have some completions against us. But I think it's more than just targets and completions.
What about touchdowns? I mean, that's something. What, Titans have 5 touchdowns in 4 games versus you guys?
Yeah, I think some of it. They made a nice play last week, obviously on the Hyde route. They got lost in the wash there. That's a good scheme. You have to give credit to the opponent. But sometimes matchup problems for tight ends, they create matchup problems for you. And it's a difficult, I think a lot of teams face it in the league today. You have to pick certain guys each week. You play, where's Waldo? And you have to look at who you need to stop so they don't wreck the game. A lot of times tight ends don't wreck the game, but there's some other players that can. And you have to make sure you have your priority straight when going to the ball game.
And going back to your statement about simplifying things, can you still play fast?
Can you still play faster? The more thinking you take out of the equation, the faster you can play.
What have you seen in the past 2 weeks, I guess, from your tackles? Obviously, Bobby was out there. That makes you confident they can hold up against both of them.
Yeah, there's a big challenge. Our tackles have a huge challenge this week. But it's not just the tackles. Whether it's the tight ends who are helping or the backs who are helping. The guard sliding to him. The quarterback in the pass game has to be tied to it. Everybody has to be on the same page. The tackles do have to play well this week.
Can you help both sides?
There are times you can help both sides. There are times you can help one. There are times that tackles block ends in this league, and that has to happen.
You guys said that Bobby's in the mix for the right tackle spot this week. With Justin, is that a decision you have to make early in the week? Because is it fair to Justin to keep bouncing him back and forth?
I have confidence in both Justin and Bobby, and I'm not going to stand up here and tell you who's playing tackle for us.
But you know who's playing tackle.
I'm not going to stand up here and tell you who's playing tackle for us.
Well, when you mentioned about simplifying and guys can go faster, I mean, there's a downside to that, obviously, too. I mean, the reason you guys are so complicated on defense is to cause confusion. So if you simplify, guys may be able to run faster, but they also know what you're doing.
I'm talking all three phases. All three phases, just getting back to the fundamentals, playing simple, fast football, and focusing on blocking, tackling, catching, punting, kicking.
What did you think of the free safety spot the other day, and how you plan to move forward with that with Andrew and Darian?
Yeah, we're going to play a variety of different guys. They've all earned opportunities to sort of trust them. We need to tackle better at that spot. That's primary, and communication is a big part of it, too.
Does it seem to you that other teams are attacking Eli Apple a little bit?
Early in the game, Eli's getting attacked. Yep.
How is his confidence? He's got to be for, I think, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, I haven't seen him flinch. He's playing the ball better in the air. He needs to continue to compete at a high level. He needs to give it up on the practice field. That carries over to games.
Has he done that?
He's improving as a practice player, and he's improving in the game.
With Odell and Brandon both on the injury report today, were they both limited in practice?
They both didn't work today.
One more.
How's Odell feeling?
How's he feeling?
Yeah, I mean, he was banged up the other day.
He did some good practice today. He's has some things that are ailing him.